What's going to happen in 2027? Well, there's a very well-known journalist of News Nation that his video has been making the rounds based on all the high-level sources and top-secret sources he's spoken with. An event is going to happen, he says, in 2027 that may be an extinction-level event or something that would end human civilization as we know it. But he also mentions a few other years as well. He mentions 2030 or 2032. So I'm not saying for sure that something major is going to happen in 2027, but it's certainly a possibility. Well, once you realize that there's an event coming that can be foreseen many years in advance, that begins to narrow the possibilities of what you're talking about. So, for example, solar flares seem to be mostly random from our point of view. So no one knows whether there's going to be a giant solar flare in 2027 or a giant earthquake or a giant supervolcano that might explode in 2027. There's really no way, at least not based on our current technology, the current level of, you know, geologic sciences, et cetera, there's no way for us to know with precision when an earth-threatening event is going to happen, except for when it comes to astronomy. So in astronomy, when you're looking out at the cosmos through a powerful telescope, if you have a strong enough telescope, you know, powerful enough or distributed enough, computing power, the whole thing, then you can see objects that are going to collide with Earth potentially several years ahead. Now, I know that NASA is always looking for near-Earth asteroids and things like that. I'm not talking about that program. I'm talking about a much more secret, maybe even a breakaway civilization program that can identify incoming objects, comets, meteors, you know, anything that's sizable that is on a collision course with Earth. Now, suppose that there's a comet that's incoming and it's going to strike Earth in 2027. And suppose that the global elite already realized that. What would they be doing in order to survive such an event? Well, clearly the best way to survive would be to build a deep underground military base or a bunker, an underground survival shelter, and then stock up on food and medicine and all the things you need to live at least a year underground if the surface of the Earth is on fire or destroyed by fire or the sun is blocked out because of all the particulate matter in the atmosphere. You need to live underground for at least a year. So I don't think it's a coincidence that global elite right now are building underground bunkers and deep underground military bases, DUMs as they're called, underground cities, underground, you know, tunnel systems that connect them, underground highways, all kinds of things. And a lot of these food recalls are probably just things that they want to eat down there. Oh, you know, 100,000 pounds of pizza got recalled. Yeah, they're putting it in the freezers down there. I mean, come on. And there are all kinds of, even in the food industry, I'm very much aware firsthand that certain companies got approached by the United States government and said, look, we're going to buy all your output for the next 18 months. You won't be able to sell to the public at all. You're going to produce just for us. You can't talk about it. It's a national secret, you know, security secret, whatever. And then that company gets completely taken over to just produce food for the government to stock the underground bunkers. That has happened. I know that that has happened. So if an incoming event is known by the government to be what we might consider to be an earth-ending event, or let's say a civilization-ending event. I mean, it wouldn't end the physical planet, but it could certainly destroy our fragile human civilization. But if that were known to be incoming, would the governments of the world or the elite, whoever they are, would they tell the public? And the answer is no, of course not. Why? Well, I mean, number one, they're not very ethical themselves. But they don't want to cause panic and chaos and mass death before the event. Because think about it, if they went public and told the whole world, hey, there's a giant, you know, incoming asteroid, it's the size of the state of New York or whatever, and it's gonna hit or even just the size of the island of Manhattan. I mean, that's like an earth-ending event. And it's coming, 2027, impact date. What would everybody do? They would quit their jobs. They would stop driving trucks. They would stop running the power plants. They would just, like, well, we're all going to die. Might as well just spend time with family or, you know, try to take a trip if you think you can work on your bucket list or whatever. The thing is, society would collapse. And then you would start to have mass death, civil unrest, social upheaval, financial collapse, everything, even before the arrival of the impact. So, of course, they're not going to tell anybody. And look, the global elite, they're still buying food. They're still building concrete structures. They're still getting, you know, solar generators and everything. So they need the global economic system to continue to function in order for their own groups to be able to acquire supplies, right? They need trucks to, you know, to run on the road. So they need truck drivers. They need robotics to continue so that maybe they can have robots. They need society to continue to function because they're using that society to engage in their own preparedness while keeping the public in the dark. Okay? But it's even worse than that. I think that they actually want to exterminate some percentage of the human population before this event takes place, whenever that is. Why do they want to do that? Because it makes it so much easier to control a much smaller population. So the COVID pandemic, the chemtrails, the heavy metals poisoning, all of this, these are vectors of depopulation and extermination in order to bring down the populations before this event, whenever it is. I don't know what year it's going to happen. I don't know what it is. You know, maybe it doesn't happen. But as long as the global elite believe it's going to happen, then they feel motivated to go ahead and push their depopulation extermination agenda. And so that is why the FDA and the CDC are now being automated with AI that was just announced. They're being automated to be more efficient Skynet extermination machines. So the very purpose of the FDA and the CDC, well, there are two purposes. They only exist to do two things. Number one is to promote the financial interests and the power of the pharmaceutical empires. And secondly is to mass exterminate human beings and cause infertility and spontaneous death or spontaneous abortions. Those are their only two goals. Everything the FDA and the CDC does is aligned with those goals, mass extermination and making money for Big Pharma. So this is why the FDA has just been given permission to, or they've just authorized the new Moderna vaccine, Nextspike. And I believe in the root Latin of the word next, I believe that means death. And so this vaccine just approved by the FDA is literally named Death Spike. And it's approved without clinical trials. So we were told by Secretary Kennedy that everything from the FDA from now on, you know, it's going to be any vaccines will have to be backed by solid scientific evidence. We'll have to have clinical trials and we'll have to have, you know, proof of efficacy and safety and everything. Yeah, that turned out to be just complete nonsense because none of that has taken place when it comes to the death spike or next spike, M-next spike, just approved by the FDA with no scientific evidence that it even works. Why are they doing it? Because they're in a hurry. In my opinion, the FDA is in a hurry to achieve mass extermination before this approaching event takes place, whatever it is. Now, suppose this event is an impact. Now, if you go to naturalnews.com, I've done something rather unique because I taught many, many sermons last year about the book of Revelation. And go ahead and show my story. Here's a story on Natural News called Stunning Visualization of the Seven Trumpets in the Book of Revelation. Now, it's very clear from reading the Book of Revelation and also many other chapters and verses in the Bible that Revelation is describing massive comet impacts with Earth. The seven trumpets are seven impact events. The seven bowls, same thing. And the seals also, like the seal number six, lines up with Trumpet 6 and Bowl 6, and that's a comet impact in the Middle East that destroys the entire Euphrates River, by the way. So what I did is I took passages from the book of Revelation and I fed them into AI to depict the scenes as written in the Bible, at least in the translations that we're reading. So if you go to naturalnews.com and you search for this article, Stunning Visualization of the Seven Trumpets, I'm going to walk you through this. If we scroll down, we're going to start with trumpet number one, the first trumpet. It says, the first angel sounded and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood. They were thrown to the earth. A third of the trees were burned up and all green grass was burned up. And then the first bowl, which also corresponds with that. And if you feed that into AI, here's what AI shows us. The forest on fire, comets, flaming comets coming out of the sky. Okay. So, but that's the first trumpet. They get worse. If we go down to the second trumpet, here it is. Then the second angel sounded something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, etc. You can read it yourself. I've got it all cited here. This is the image depiction from AI of what that looks like, a giant comet impacting and turning the sea like blood. All right, now it gets worse. The third trumpet, a great star fell from heaven burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water, etc. So, I mean, you can't miss it. The book of Revelation is literally telling you that comets are going to impact Earth. At least that's, I mean, if you believe the book of Revelation, if you believe that John of Patmos was being given the word from angels and God, then this is what it says, okay? So, yeah, show the image again. Massive impact on the land of rivers and streams, which I believe that land to be America, because North America is the area of the most rivers anywhere in the world. So there we go. There's that image. You don't want to see that coming out of the sky on any given day. Now, here's a painting, a 17th century painting that shows the same thing, because comets were observed obviously throughout human history, and many of them were documented in paintings, and they were associated with the collapse of civilizations. So if we go to the fourth trumpet, it says, the fourth angel sounded. Remember, when the angel sounds, that's an impact event. And a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. Well, you know, that's because the sky is being blocked because of all the particulate matter in the atmosphere. So this is how AI depicted that. I don't know that this image is very... It doesn't really tell us much. I don't know. I don't give a lot of weight to this image. I don't know what that is trying to show. But the rest of them are really compelling. The fifth trumpet, here it is. The fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to the earth. I mean, there you go. There's a comet on fire falling to the earth. And then the key to the bottomless pit opened up the bottomless pit. Smoke arose out of the pit. Yeah, that's because it opens up Earth's crust. It strikes so deeply. So here's this image, AI generated, of the fifth trumpet opening up the earth. It would probably be even much bigger than what's depicted here, to where Earth's crust, it would break open all the way to a magma layer, and out would pour fire and smoke and brimstone, etc. So that's the fifth trumpet. Then the sixth trumpet says, well, I'm not going to read the whole thing for you here. It's got the sixth bowl, the Euphrates, all the water dried up, right? And then the sixth seal. Behold, it was a great earthquake. The sun became black as sackcloth of hair. The moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth. The sky receded as a scroll, etc. Every mountain was moved out of its place. Okay, this is describing, unambiguously, it's describing a comet impact that shakes the earth. So AI took those passages and illustrated this. The fire coming out of the mouth of the lion, and you know, the earth being destroyed, all kinds of beasts and on fire, and the destruction of civilization, earth under attack from, you know, multiple angles. I mean, this is how AI looks at it. And then the seventh trumpet, which clearly describes the end of human civilization, and frankly, the end of all living human beings. I mean, I don't have time to go into all that here, but it's one passage. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar and threw it to the earth. You know, it's like we're firebombing Earth with giant comets. Here's the illustration from AI. Here it is. So angels that are unleashing massive firebombs on Earth. Here's, you know, comets impacting, in this case, you know, the Western Hemisphere, oceans hitting the United States, the Central America, Mexico, all of it. And this is the end of human civilization. This is the end in the book of Revelation. Now, does the book of Revelation describe events yet to happen, or does it describe events that already took place in AD 70 with the Roman Empire destroying the church and burning everything down, destroying the temples, etc.? Well, that's your interpretation. Feel free, as always, to interpret this in any way you want. What I'm saying is that when I took the book of Revelation, the trumpets, the bowls, and the seals, and lined them up and fed them into AI, these are the images that AI showed me. Does that mean AI has all the answers? No, of course not. AI is just depicting what it sees in the words. Doesn't mean it's real. I mean, AI is good at making counterfeit stuff too, and AI is not that reliable, you know, for fact checking. So take this for whatever you think it's worth. I'm just saying that this is what the book of Revelation describes. And these AI images are pretty close in my mind to what I'm visualizing when I read the book of Revelation. Now, again, does that mean it's going to happen in 2027? Of course it doesn't mean that. There's nothing here. There's nothing in the rumors that indicates with any degree of certainty what year anything is going to happen. Your guess is as good as mine, but I will observe a couple of things. Number one, the globalists are getting ready for something. Number two, they are unleashing mass extermination campaigns on the human population. That is for certain. The chemtrails, the bioweapons, the jabs, all of it. Mass extermination is underway. Number three, the rise of the Terminator robots is right around the corner. So maybe there's not a giant comet coming. Maybe they're just wanting to clear the way for the robots to take over. They just don't need 80 or 90% of the human population. That's one viable theory, right? I know these things are happening. And I know that the governments of the world are withholding information from us about their true intent. That's clear. And they're still pushing the jabs. Even under Trump, they're still pushing jabs. Even under Kennedy, they're still approving death spike. Okay, right in your face. They're telling you on one hand with videos, hey, we're gonna require actual science for every vaccine. And then the next week, and let's just approve this totally unscientific death jab that has no science to back it up at all. They're doing both of those things at the same time, hoping to fool people with the public stuff while quietly behind the scenes, they're still pursuing a global depopulation agenda, in my view. That's what's going on. So what does this mean for you and I? Well, pretty obvious that if you believe any kind of big event like this might be coming, or maybe it's just one impact, you know, maybe it's just one incoming comet. Okay. Maybe it's survivable if you have a year's supply of food, or if you can defend yourself, you know, if you've got backup water, backup emergency medicine, or there are a lot of other events that would justify that kind of preparation. So it's wise to be prepared, no matter what, whether you think it's going to be a solar flare or Mount Etna is erupting right now. And if that thing blows, that's a super volcano. That's going to collapse crops for a full year. And that's happening now. So it's like, well, there's your warning about, you know, photosynthesis might be diminished for a year or longer. So it might be a good idea to get your hands on some crops. I'm just saying, preparedness matters, but in the bigger sense, spiritual preparedness matters the most. Because what if Earth is ending? What if there is seven trumpets, seven comet impacts, and the seventh one is the Earth killer? In that case, what are you going to do? Well, then you're going to have to answer to God for your life. You will have to review your life. You will need to beg God for forgiveness for your sins. You will need to repent for your sins. You will see the joys and the horrors of your life played out before you. And it's a good idea to be as good of a person as you can before that day comes, no matter when that is. So that when you look back, because we're all going to die, you know, comet or no comet, right? We're all going to die one day. When you look back at your life, don't you want to be able to say, you know what? I protected life. I worked to help end human suffering. I told the truth. I stood for truth. I protected children from toxic jabs. You know, I was not a coward. I boldly told the truth, even through the censorship, even through losing my, you know, medical license or losing my job or whatever. Don't you want that on your record? Because we're all answerable to our Creator when that day comes. Make sure that you can look at your life in review and smile for a job well done. That you weren't perfect, because nobody is, but that you worked in alignment with God's principles of life and truth and light, and that you did that consistently right up until trumpet number 7, you know, at which point we're all in the same boat. I mean, on earth, not spiritually, but we're all in the same physical boat, which is the obliteration of nearly all human life on earth, probably, if that happens. All right, so just be ready spiritually for whatever comes. Don't fear the future. Celebrate the fact that we're living in God's simulation, that this isn't actually your home. This isn't your real world. You're just here as a visitor, you know, in the biosuit avatar that you know as you when you look in the mirror. You're just here for a very short period of time to check this place out and witness incredible evil and try to find out if you can help produce some good and some love and some joy in the world. That's your test. If you can do that, you pass the test, and God smiles at you if you do that. All right, so at least that's my take on things. But thank you for watching today. Again, I don't know what's going to happen in 2027. I'm not making a specific prediction. I'm saying be ready at all times for the end of everything, because who knows? I mean, we're on the verge of World War III right now, nuclear weapons. There might be man-made disasters, man-made solar flares, so to speak, like an EMP weapon, which simulates, you know, solar flare damage. You know, all kinds of things that can be done by man that could destroy us all. And we're right on the verge of that. So every day is a blessing. Use every day wisely. God bless each and every one of you. And thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of Brighttown.com and naturalnews.com. Take care. The super volcano Mount Etna is erupting again. So far, the eruption has been rather small, although still impressive, pushing clouds up to 4 kilometers skyward. But if it actually experiences a full eruption, then it would eject so much particulate matter into the atmosphere that would block sunlight around the entire world for a year or even longer. I don't mean 100% of sunlight, but it would diminish enough light to cause crop failures all over the world. It would shorten growing seasons by effectively lowering temperatures everywhere that crops are grown. So the food supply that normally feeds the world would suffer a catastrophic collapse. And this has happened before. I forgot the year. It was like 1817. Tamburo, and it caused what was called the year without a summer in the UK. So far away, halfway across the world, a year without a summer, and crops failed all over the world back then. Well, at that time, the population was a small fraction of the current population of the world. So if this eruption gets worse, we're in a dire situation. Well, we want to help support you and offer you solutions to help you get ready for this. You obviously need to have a food supply. We've got that available right now, laboratory tested, certified organic, at healthrangerstore.com. We've got right now the Ranger Buckets, 536 servings, certified organic, emergency storable food supply in rugged polyethylene buckets. And then inside the bucket, each food item is packed in what we call a brick. It's a compressed, vacuumed, extra thick container that makes it kind of like a thin brick shape, which also has additional long-term storage capabilities. So these things, this is why we could ship these to North Carolina as we did last year. We can ship them there, but we're not afraid of rain. Even if it rains on these, it doesn't destroy the food inside. There's no cardboard, there's nothing to get soggy, and it's also essentially rodent-proof, except for maybe bears. If you have a bear problem, you know, you've got bigger issues. But for most rodents, they can't get into these buckets at all. So very handy there. Now, we're also on the verge of a potential nuclear conflict with Russia right now as the situation heats up with Ukraine. Ukraine's kind of stuck in the middle, but the NATO leaders want war, and some of the crazy, insane, warmongering neocons in the U.S. government, they want war too. They want war with Russia. They want war with Iran. They always seem to want war, you know, because the right people profit from it. Well, we don't want war, but we want you to be ready if there is a war. So I've got samples on my desk here. We've got nascent iodine right there at the bottom in the bottles available, and we have Iosat, which is the FDA-approved potassium iodide supplements. If there's any kind of a fallout scenario, nuclear terrorism, nuclear war, you name it, you definitely want to have a good supply of iodine to protect your thyroid. If you lose your thyroid from typically, you know, radioisotopes of cesium, such as cesium-137 or iodine-131 would be the one that goes right to the thyroid. But I mean, I mentioned cesium because that is more of a systemic impact on the body, very toxic with a half-life of 29 years in that case. Radioactive iodine only has a half-life of about 7 days, but if you don't have iodine protection for your thyroid, then your thyroid gets destroyed. And then without your thyroid, your life is miserable because nothing works. You don't have energy, you can't sleep right. You know, without your thyroid, your body is a wreck. So protect your thyroid with iodine. This can also be used in moderate amounts as a daily iodine supplement. And I'm not saying take the dropper or drink the bottle. No, that would not be recommended. It's like a drop or two. Read the label. It's a very tiny amount of iodine that you need each day. I mean, it's actually in micrograms. So you don't have to overdo the iodine, but it is good to have the right amount in your body and not have an iodine deficiency. We've got iodine and Iosat available at healthrangerstore.com. Go there right now. Here on the homepage, you can see everything that we've got available, some of the different featured products, including right now Hawaiian astaxanthin and many other products as well. We've got lots, you know, a new batch of turmeric also, which is incredibly beneficial in so many ways. So check it all out, healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.